Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is playing at Shuba's Sunday night for the Tomorrow Never Knows Festival. Put your hands together, Chicago, for Chicago-born rapper, Open Mike Eagle.
Nobody smiles at me because I'm a black man.
I know full well every white's not a racist, but every black man's not a sex-crazed rapist. I was good in the hood. In college, I was ruined. When walking, I assumed you acknowledged the other humans. I try to walk big with my chin bone lifted up, overcompensating like I really don't give a fuck. Day I saw a lady say hi to a stranger, then avoid my eyes like I'm a white person strangler. Walking past voters in the Democratic blocks that hit the windows and the automatic locks. If not, reparations, give me free black therapy and tell people you're scared of them and makes them act scarily. I don't want you, your purse or your pocketbook, them dumb yoga pants, boots of fur with the octopus. Trust, I'm not trying to polish your toes, take your wallet and phone or follow you home. It's all fine and dandy when the show starts. Before then, avoid it like a ghost fart. I get one ups and nines, but for the most part, nobody smiles at me because I'm a black man.
Alternative hip-hop artist Open Mike Eagle grew up in Chicago, went to Whitney Young High School. He now lives in Los Angeles. The rapper has released 5 albums and a slew of EPs. His latest is with British producer Paul White called Hella Personal Film Festival. Mike Eagle's a tremendous talent who not only creates his own work and guests on other tracks, but hosts his own podcast, raps with comedians like Hannibal Buress, Paul F. Tompkins, and Marc Maron, and he's a co-author on a National Institute of Health study on brain activity and freestyle rap. Open Mike Eagle, welcome to the Download.
Wow, that's a rousing, introduction.
It's so rousing.
I forgot about a lot of that stuff.
Well, thanks for joining us.
I have a question for you. Do you always tell people to put their hands together?
I do.
Do people actually do it? Because then, what if they're driving?
I think about it. I think it's probably not smart for me to do that because most people are probably listening in their cars. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, you haven't gotten sued yet.
Not yet.
You must be doing something right.
It's like, keep your hands on the steering wheel for Chicago-born rapper Open Mike Eagle. How about that?
Right.
All right. So, I mean, you're coming back to Chicago. How often do you get back?
Increasingly, in the last couple years, there was like a few years there where I wasn't coming and playing there much, but in the last 2 or 3 years, it's been increasing. It's been about 3 or 4 times a year now that I tend to get back, which is great. So I miss being there.
I mean, you went to SIU, but you were born and raised, went to Whitney Young High School, but you've really developed yourself as a rapper in Los Angeles. Talk about what Chicago taught you about music and what you bring to your career on the West Coast.
I started rapping when I was in high school at Whitney Young, but it was a street corner style of rap, and it was a stand on the corner in a circle and try to impress each other, improvising, kind of rapping. And I did that for years before I ever really wrote a song.
Mm-hmm.
So what that gave me was the local values of Chicago hip-hop at the time, which at the time was very much punchline-oriented. Every time somebody freestyled, the kind of structure everybody went with was like, set up punchline, set up punchline, set up punchline. So that, as an effective way to rap, was kind of ingrained in me. And, I think that's something that I'll never be apart from, that sense of the best way to be effective in terms of communicating and rap.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't think of it that way, but it's right. They use humor and creative lyrics so much in your work that it does stem from that idea of almost like what we know as the rap battle.
Yep, exactly.
I'm interested because you're reading some stuff online for you. I mean, they'll call you an alternative hip-hop artist, an independent hip-hop artist, art rapper is one that I saw. How do you define yourself when it comes to being a musician in the sort of hip-hop genre?
It used to be that was an easier thing to do because mainstream hip-hop was very homogenous in terms of a lot of artists at the top sharing the same aesthetic. Increasingly, these days, it's almost like anything goes at the top. It's very artsy, thanks in part to Kanye and Drake singing and uh-huh. Lil Wayne doing a bunch of drugs. And I mean, it's experimental in a way that it never has been before. So it's not so much that I can aesthetically differentiate myself too much. I think it literally just comes down to the choices that I make in terms of writing. Like, I just tend to write really kind of personal songs that are conversational and just about whatever I think a song should be about and not, whatever people might expect a rap song to to be about.
Right. Coming from the street corner style and the setup in the punchline to where you are now, I mean, some of the stuff that's on Hella Personal Film Festival is really personal, and it's also political, it's social, in the way that you took the idea of injecting humor, but you've gone even a step further in the way that you're telling stories that, you know, are definitely past the point of what we hear, and even from some of the more creative rappers at the top. I mean, talk about the evolution of your music and injecting the political and social stuff to your personal work.
I think that my main thrust probably as an artist, as I've learned kind of over the course of my career, is like my motivations have revealed themselves to me. I think that part of my like mission statement is to find the artistic value in like my life as an individual, because I feel like maybe that is what always kind of bothered me about mainstream hip hop and the expectations that it creates in people, that you get into these conversations about authenticity and what it means to be real in hip hop, and a lot of times those are like code words for a particular kind of like, you know, hood experience or a particular kind of like street aesthetic, where I felt like that devalued what it meant to be me as a personal creator, as a person, as a human just having a journey. And I feel like that's the kind of media that always appealed to me in terms of movies, books, or anything else. And so I wanted to bring that sort of emphasis on the experience of the individual to rap. And I mean, and the fortunate thing for me is it's kind of people have been able to access it and kind of relate to things that I can think are intensely personal.
Living in Los Angeles, I mean, a lot of your music does resonate as a Chicagoan. It resonates with me because of the conscious rap movement here, whether it be Common or Kanye, or even what we're hearing now from Save Money Crew and Chance the Rapper and others, where there really are young kids rapping about their experience in their life that isn't a stereotypical rap song, right? You seem to identify more with that style, but tell us a little bit about how you fit in Los Angeles with the underground scene there, because that scene has seen a change from a more NWA, you know, West Coast vibe that we all know in the country, to Kendrick Lamar, to what's happening now with so many different sort of alternative artists.
Well, you know, the side I tend to come from, no matter where I am, when I was in Chicago learning how to rap, basically it was about what was going on in like the underground rap scene there. So mainstream wise, even then, it was all about maybe like Crucial Conflict and Do or Die, right, or kind of like, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas the underground, it was very much about, you know, lyricism, and even that got pushed to some extreme where it got, you know, corny and ate itself too. So that's the angle I was coming from. And in L.A., it's kind of the same thing. I was always a part of the underground here in L.A., which has a long history of being very much a kind of virtuoso kind of style when it comes to rapping. So people being very, very determined to have the most intricate rap cadences, if that makes any sense. So kind of how, like, a really great violin player can get up there and do a solo where they're playing all these 16th notes really quickly. That is the aesthetic that has always been in L.A. underground rap. Even while a lot of the gangster stuff was going on in the mainstream, there was this undercurrent of people pushing each other to be really progressive style-wise. And when I came here, that was kind of what I started studying, was how to form raps, how to approach recording and writing with more of a sense of adventure in terms of the craft on a cadence level.
You hear it in your music. I mean, even the stuff you're doing with Paul White on Hella Personal Film Festival, but other producers that you've worked with, I mean, you have really pushed the boundary, and you continue to experiment with the beats. I mean, with the production of the tracks that you do. The lyrics are amazing, but then you also just are really stretching the boundaries when it comes to what is considered hip-hop music. When you're looking for a producer to work with, is that intentional? Are you looking to push that boundary?
Well, you know what? I probably should have said this as part of the last answer. The beats that I have are very much LA-influenced in terms of the underground beat culture in LA, which is very experimental, very much about, you know, very tied into like electro, EDM, like synths and production techniques that kind of chop up beats in ways that sound kind of challenging to some people. They don't sound like a typical grab a sample and throw a drum track over it. It's a lot more intricate and a lot more cared for, and a lot of times a lot more far out. And I feel like coming up in the LA scene at the time that I did, I've always been attracted to those beats. And I feel like, and slowly, the LA beat culture is kind of taking over the world of production of hip-hop. But that's the sound that I go for. It's kind of like experimental, swingy, you know, a lot of found sounds. Like, honestly, it's people caring for the beats as much as, like, rappers care for the lyrics.
My guest, hip-hop artist Open Mike Eagle, he's going to be at the Tomorrow Never Knows Festival at Shuba's on Sunday night. My last question just about how much you continue to work with freestyle. I mean, you've evolved with your lyrics. You're creating such, you know, nuanced music with what we hear in the new stuff, but also just you could tell in your career. How much do you continue to freestyle, and how much of that is a part of who you are?
Well, not to get too personal, but I've made it my mission the last couple of weeks to freestyle in the shower every day. I kind of fell off of that for a while, so I had to get back on the freestyle horse. I've been putting it back in my shows a little bit more. There was a time in my life where I freestyled every show, but then that started to feel a little gimmicky, so I got away from it. It's a craft that pushes me in ways that I forget about sometimes. It really opens my creativity up, just gets my juices flowing in general. If I can just kind of turn my left brain off for a while and just freestyle and kind of open myself up. So I've been trying to push myself to do that more lately. It's something that's been important to me for 20 years now, you know, so my relationship with it is very strong, but I've been trying to get back in the habit of getting sharp again with it.
And you actually worked with neuroscientists to find the connection between healthy brain activity and freestyling. I mean, where did that come from? I saw that and I read the article in Nature magazine about it. I saw this thing. Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. It was a very interesting project.
It was wild, man. There's a friend of mine who was a producer who saw that they were also studying improvisational piano while people were in MRI machines. And so he pitched to them the idea of measuring brain activity of somebody doing freestyle rap, because he knew how intricate and interesting that could be. And they wanted to do it. So we flew out to D.C. to do the pilot program. I was the first person in recorded history anyway to rap in an MRI machine. And it was a lot. It was heavy. It was a harrowing experience in a lot of ways, but I'm really proud of what we did. We wrapped in the machine, and we were tasked with also kind of creating the instruments by which they rated the quality of the other freestylers who ended up participating in the actual study itself.
Yeah, and the study did prove that there's a connection, that the brain activity does increase, and it's a very healthy activity to learn to freestyle and get out on the street corner, right?
Absolutely. Whatever, you know, in your car, in the shower. Street corner, wherever you want to do
That's it. That's right. Open Mike Eagle's going to be at the Tomorrow Never Knows Festival at Shuba's this Sunday night. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time out.
Thanks. And I just want to let people know there won't be any soliloquies on stage. All of that was just for here. It'll be rap music and maybe a couple jokes. And I figured something out. This is how we're going to do your put your hands together thing. Okay? We're going to do this safely this way. What that don't mean for people driving is that they put their hands just really tight together on the wheel.
Oh, yeah, right.
They don't have to clap. They just have to put their hands together.
Like an 11-1 instead of 10-2, right?
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.